The Holy Gospel according to John, the 15th and 16th chapters.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "When the Advocate comes, whom will I send to you from the Father? The Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The five confirmation students, David, Kylin, Mia, Devin, and Olivia, and I have been meeting every other Sunday afternoon for the past year and a half. We usually sat out in the narthex in the comfortable chairs, and our pianist, Adam, was often practicing in the sanctuary, so we had some fabulous background music for our discussions. We ate lots and lots and lots of cookies. Teenagers eat a lot of cookies, and most recently, popcorn. We talked about the Old and the New Testaments. We watched Skit Guys video so that the biblical point was just a little bit more entertaining. We worked through Luther's Small Catechism, including the Lord's Prayer, the creeds, the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion. We learned crazy ways to remember the Ten Commandments, and we talked about how hard the commandments actually are to keep. We struggled to put into words what our faith looks like today by writing our own creeds. We also talked about the church and our responsibility now as adult members of the church. You guys washed what seems like a zillion cars last year, cleaned a big old bucket of tools this year to help pay for our trip to Affirm. You led worship last November, sharing God's word in your own way through songs and skits and prayers. We did a lot. But as I approached confirmation Sunday today, I'll be honest, I started to panic a little bit. I started to worry that I didn't cover everything that I needed to cover, that I missed something. Did I remember to share with you how God has been faithful in all the lives of the saints who went before us? Did I give you all of the tools that you need to survive in today's world as a Christian? Did I share all the real life stories that I wanted to share, but also leave space for hard questions and discussions? Do you have a foundation of faith that you can now build upon? 5, 10, 25 years from now, will you even remember confirmation? Will this time have made any difference at all in your lives? Our gospel text for today is again from the farewell discourse in the book of John. Jesus tells the disciples that he's leaving them, He's going back to the one who sent him. And for a while now, Jesus has been talking to the disciples, telling them, teaching them all the things that they need to know. He tells them to love one another as he has loved them, to stay close in the community, since like a vine, if you are plucked off from the root, you won't survive. He tells them to serve each other, even getting down on their hands and their knees to wash another's feet. On and on Jesus goes, and he pulls the disciples close. He tells them what they need to know. He gives them just one more piece of advice, just one more thing, just one more. And then in the verse that really, really resonates today, Jesus said, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now." Jesus, too, wonders whether he's told the disciples enough. He has so many more things to tell the disciples and us, too. It's clear that when Jesus leaves the disciples, it's definitely not an ending. Jesus is not just gone. God's work will not stop. Instead, Jesus' death and resurrection are the beginning of new life. Jesus has more to tell them. There is more for the disciples to learn and to experience. Confirmation is not the end either. It's not a graduation. Your faith and your relationship with God will keep on growing and maturing. I can't help but smile inside when I see some of the folks in this congregation who are over 80 years old, who still attend Sunday school and Bible study every single week. They know that even after decades and decades and decades, they are not finished learning about Jesus. Their relationship with Jesus is continuing to deepen and change. Even if you are 80 years old, faith is a verb. It is not a noun. It is always active and never, ever complete. Jesus told the disciples that he had many more things to tell them, but they couldn't bear them yet. They weren't ready yet. We can't hear everything at once either. There's only so much we can absorb at any one time. What I always find amazing is how God is continually revealed to us in new and different ways. God is revealed in ways that we need at that time in our lives. Our faith today is not the faith it was yesterday. Nor is it the faith of tomorrow, but it is constantly changing and growing. We will never, ever perfectly understand or know God. And if we ever think that we do, we might need to step back and think about whether we've put God into our own little box of understanding. So my prayer for you all is that you keep learning, you keep questioning. Some say that doubting or questioning shows a lack of faith. Theologian Paul Tillich says that doubt is not a lack of faith, but doubt is part of faith. Doubting and questioning means that you want to remain in a conversation with God, that you're open to listening to God and to deepening your relationship with God. You're able to hear God and hear the things that God wants you to hear. What is also so powerful in these verses today is that when Jesus leaves the disciples will not be left alone to face the big world. The disciples that day faced authorities, both political and religious, who persecuted them. Many of the people didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah. They attributed his signs and miracles to everything other than God. But Jesus didn't leave them alone in all of that. You all will face the big world too, as all of us do every day. Unlike the disciples, you might not be hunted down for being a Christian, but your Christian views might be questioned or threatened. You will be tempted likely by your friends, social media, even Netflix. Social pressures and especially busyness will tempt you to reprioritize God below other things in your life. In this big world, though, Jesus won't leave you alone either. Instead, Jesus promises to be with you forever. Jesus sends the Holy Spirit to support you and to hold you up in your faith, to strengthen you when you need strength, to nudge you when you need a nudge or even a kick, to console you when your world is shaken, and to turn you around when you are headed in the wrong direction. And I pray today that that Holy Spirit will be so very present in your life through the wild fires and loud sounds of a Pentecost experience, or through that still, small voice that sometimes rests on our shoulders. Finally, today you are committing to remain part of a Christian community. Just as you'll never know everything about God, you'll never be able to do life as a Christian by yourselves. You need others. You need the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit came on Pentecost with gusto. But did you notice that it didn't come to an individual? It came to a community. A community who could then share the experience, tell others about it, and be strengthened and supported by the community. Sometimes, some days, it's hard to appreciate a community. We squabble or look over the good stuff to nitpick the bad. We don't love everyone like we're supposed to, and we separate ourselves into groups. We sometimes don't have as much communal joy in our lives as we should. But a Christian community is so important. This community promised at baptism and will promise again today to support each of you and to pray for each of you. And you know what? You need to hold us to that promise. When something in your life goes wacky, and it will, this community promises again to hold you up and walk with you. If you hear voices and can't figure out whether they are God's voice or the voice of the evil one, this community can help test those voices and help you sort through to hear God's voice. Just like Jesus physically left the disciples, you today are going to leave the confirmation classes behind. Did Jesus tell the disciples everything they needed? And did the disciples actually understand everything they were told? Hardly. Did I tell you everything I wanted to tell you? And did you internalize it? Not a chance. So today, Kylin, Olivia, Mia, David, and Devin, we trust that the Holy Spirit will take you now and keep you safe and keep you strong and be very, very real in your lives. The one thing that I hope you heard and that I pray you will take with you today is that God loves you. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, no matter how you spend your life, God loves you. And I'm going to say it one more time to make sure. God loves you. Now go in peace and serve the Lord. And we cannot wait to see what God has next for you in your life.